like today people, you know, send their kids to SAT prep classes and all that stuff. There was nothing like that then. I mean, the SAT had just been introduced a few years before. I think it was late 60s they started using the SAT. For me, I took it in, I think, 71 or early 72, and it was like, I don't even know what this is. You know, just show up on Saturday and you'll take this test. Like, okay, whatever. You know, so I was pretty middle of the bell curve, I think. Nothing special there. I didn't even know what I was doing.
In terms of the choice, what did you think you were going to major in? What were your interests going?
Nothing in? Until, I took that astronomy class only because I didn't really know what the other classes were even about. Again, my parents just like, okay, well, you're going to go to college and your grades aren't that great from high school. You just go to Glendale College. It's free. Like, okay, whatever, you know, and everyone has to take these general education classes anyway, so why not free? And so that's what I did the first 2 years at community college, which was actually really good. Again, not only free, but the teachers were really into teaching.
Yeah.
They were good teachers, whereas at a lot of, like, had I gone to, say, UCLA or something like that, I would have probably gotten graduate students. And maybe you see the professor once in a while because they're paid to research, not teach.
Yeah.
So I got lucky in that sense that, you know, you're going to take the same classes wherever you are anyway, so why not take them from somebody who's into it? Now, when I went to Pepperdine, they had kind of a mix between research and teaching. So the teachers there were pretty good, and they cared about the students, you know, because it's a small liberal arts college. That helped. But from back to the religion things, again, I didn't know what to take. So after I took astronomy and I got excited about what Hardison was on about, well, what else do you teach? Because you're a great teacher. I didn't care about the subjects. Just whatever this guy's teaching, I'm going to take his classes.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, philosophy. Okay, I'll take philosophy. I don't even know what this is, but I'll take it. Psychology, intro psych. Okay, what is that? Freud or something?
Intro psychs as well.
Yeah. He was quite the renaissance.
So he was your first psychology and your first philosophy.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And astronomy, yeah. And yeah, he was a brilliant guy, super smart. Had he had a different life path, he would have been a, you know, great researcher at a major university or something. He was that smart. But he, you know, he just chose to go that way and have a pretty good life. And that's also was an influence. Like, I could see from his life and other professors I got to know there, being a college professor is a pretty good gig compared to, say, medicine or the law or, you know, one of the professional white-collar jobs where you're working 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week and you want to make partner, you want to, you know, have your own practice or whatever. You know, you're going to 20 years of this kind of life where you have very little autonomy and you work gazillion hours. And what if you don't like it? With a professor, they work plenty hard for sure, but it's the freedom and the autonomy you have, the structure you're time. And I could see that in the lives these guys led. I thought, that's a pretty good thing. I want to do that. Now, what do I want to do it in? What do I want to be a professor of? Well, I'm into religion, so theology. I'll be a theologian at a university somewhere. And there was no theology at Glendale College, but at Pepperdine, I already had a friend that was going there, and okay, I'll go there. And it didn't hurt that it was in Malibu. It's a pretty nice,
yeah,
pretty nice campus. And I was a member of the first four-year graduating class from the Malibu campus. It was so again, there, the environment was pretty open, although it was pretty religious. You know, it's a Church of Christ school, very evangelical, very conservative politically and socially. We were not allowed to go in the girls' dorms at all. Don't even tempt the boys.
Yeah.
And no dancing was allowed on campus because, you know, all that gyration stuff, you know, it's too sexual.
Yeah.
Chapel twice a week. But I didn't really mind that because I was into that.
Yeah.
You know, you have to take a couple of religion courses. But I liked all that because this is what I was into. Now, as I was talking to professors there, telling them, this is what I want to do. I want to be a professor like you. I want to do what you're doing. What do I got to do? You got to get a PhD. Okay, what do I got to do to get a PhD? Well, you got to take these courses here, and you have to master these languages, Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, and Latin. And I barely got through Spanish in high school. I'm like, holy crap. And I looked at these languages, Latin and Greek. I'm like, I have no chance of doing this. Zero chance. So, you know, one of the keys to life is to find something you actually can do. So then I thought, well, okay, forget theology. I'm not going to do that. And at the time, I was really liking psychology. So I switched, and that became my major in my junior year. And I'll do that. I'll be a psych professor. That'll be just as fun.